Bez Hashem continue Chavetz Chaim, Sefer Shmir, Saloshin, Shar Zachir, Perikir, Aleph, Shir, number 87. What do you do if you have somebody who's bothering you, shepherding you? The opposite of peace. How do you deal with such a person like this? So I'll tell you what the Chavetz Chaim says to do from Chazal. And it's going to sound antithetical to what a person might have thought and want to do. Well, listen to what he says. Afilim ata roya shaliboy alecho. Even if you see that this person has tainas on you, he's upset at you, you should be makdim lo shalom. We're discussing here the importance of peace, of shalom. He says, even if you see someone who's upset at you, what do you do to this person? How do you deal with this person? Deal with him the same way he deals with you? Having magdima l'sholem, greet him first. Greet him first with peace. Shema to oisa kein, because if you do this, tigroi mloi sheyahavcha. You're going to cause, he's going to love you. And he says, v'loi oid elo shafilu eina nichnu lahashlim imcha. Even if he's not going to go that far to mamish be buddy-buddy with you, but he's going to be humbled. Hashem will give him over to you. What does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisra Yu Machniyoy Tachtech. Hashem will humble this person and you will be victorious over him. Kinin Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, V'imloy Sashlim, when the Son Hashem Elekech B'yadecha. Alluding to what we discussed earlier, first, if there's a war, what should you do? You should try to make peace. If they don't accept the peace, what should you do? So, not what you should do, but rather what Hashem will do is Hashem will give your enemies over to you. And he brings furthermore from David HaMelech, V'chei matzinim David alav shalom shohi reidif achar shalom shel shol. Shol HaMelech was chasing him to kill him. Whether it was actually to kill him, it's machlokes rishonim, but he was definitely chasing after. What was David's response? I'm saying something now which is doesn't, right now mentally, it's the opposite of what you would think. In other words, if I tell you it's night outside, you say, wait a minute, look at the sun. It's 12 o'clock, 12 p.m., not 12 a.m. What are you saying? Why are you telling me it's nighttime? David ran after to make peace with Shaul HaMelech. Shaul's trying to chase him, to possibly kill him, and David's chasing him to make peace. Shaul's chasing him to kill him. David's chasing him to make peace. Shaul to kill, David peace. Shaul kill. Does it make any sense? Doesn't make any sense. And many times in life, that's exactly the Nisayin. The Nisayin is, will you go out of your way to try to make peace with someone? Even though he doesn't want to make peace with you at all. He wants the opposite. So what happened was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice gave Shaul HaMelech over to David. Once in the cave, when Shaul had to go take care of his bodily needs, and Shaul was there, and David's man said, that's your enemy! Kill him! Kill him! Hashem has given you your enemy to you. That's why we're in this cave, we're hiding from him. What does David do? He says, I can't kill him. Absolutely not. I can't kill him at all. In fact, the Gemara says that the tznius of Shaul HaMelech, that he covered himself up when he went to use facilities, was it saved his life. David said, it's a person who doesn't know we're here and he's acting so modest, in such a modest way, it can't be he really wants to kill me. So what does David do? He cuts a corner of his cloak, which was not a good idea either, as we find out later on, to show Shaul HaMelech, look, this is your cloak. I have a piece of your cloak. I could have killed you. I didn't want to kill you. I don't want to kill you. I love you. That's one scenario. Another scenario is that Hashem made a situation where all of the men who were sleeping around Shaul, everyone fell asleep. And they took Shaul's flask, his water container. And he brought it back. David brought it back with him. They tiptoed into his camp. They were right there, took his water flask and brought it back. And he said, is this yours? Do you recognize this? This is yours. You see, I could have if I wanted to. I didn't want to. And I don't want to. So step number one is we have to know, like, what is our GPS? What are the coordinates we have to put in the GPS? We have to put in as much as possible, try to make peace. And generally speaking, could be you're not the wrong one. David wasn't wrong. What did David do? What did he do? He didn't do anything wrong. But yet he was being chased. So what's his response? He could have put up a fight. He was very strong. We all know this. He killed the lions with his bare hands. He killed Goliath with a slingshot, right? With a stone. Nonetheless, Bakish Shalom Radfehu. Bakish means, Levakish means to seek out, to search. Radfehu, and run after it. Don't wait for it to come to you. I'll tell you a story, personal story. I heard there was an individual who had certain, he was upset. I can't get into specific details because I don't want you to find out what I'm talking about. It wasn't about me. He was upset with certain people. He was upset with a group of certain people. I heard about this person. And I'm telling you personally, he wasn't upset at me specifically, but it was a certain group of people he was upset at. And I went after him. How'd I go after him? I gave him respect. I gave him covered. I started talking to him and learning. Now, to this day, we're good friends. And I hope, I believe, my goal was for him to realize that maybe the types of people who he at first thought were not the best of people, he should have a different mindset about them. To the point where sometimes when he sees me, he'll come over to me, ask me some questions and learning. It might be during davening, I'll tell him to talk afterwards. This is what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us from Chazal. Chazal HaKdoshim, from the Torah HaKdoshim, are telling us if there's a situation that comes, and it happens. We all know it happens. I know we're all thinking our own situations in life. Oh, this happened with me over here. This happened over there. We all know this happens. It's not easy. What do they say? You could catch a lot of more bees with honey. And the same concept over here. Bakish Shalom V'Radfehu.